Christopher Nixon Optometrists on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.
So in a time when glasses are becoming more and more popular, whether you need them because you're short-sighted or long-sighted, or maybe you need them to read or to concentrate on your computer at work. Now, what you may not realise is glasses are becoming more of a fashion statement than something we need to see. Now, I've come along to Christopher Nixon Opticians today, and I'm here with John. Hello, John.
Hi there, how are we doing?
Not too bad, how are you?
I'm very good, thank you.
Now, what we're going to be talking about today is sort of the fashion of glasses. Are glasses becoming more of a fashion statement than something we need to see?
Well, they are. I mean, obviously, we want the practical side first. We want to be able to see with them, but we want to look good while we're doing that as well. So, yeah, frame selection has become increasingly more important. A lot of people on sort of TV and people in celebrities are wearing cool specs, and that's promoting spectacles as a fashion accessory rather than just helping the vision.
So talk me through the process here at Christopher Nixon Opticians. If someone comes in to you, they say, right, I need some glasses, I'm struggling to see. Would you go through their sort of the shape of their face and the way their head's shaped to give them the right glasses?
Exactly, yeah. We'd normally have a little look, see what we're dealing with. We'd then pick a few frames that we thought suited their face shape and size, and then we'd go from there. Some people have a particular style thereafter. We'll obviously advise what we think. If they want that style, they can go for that, but we'll always be honest and say what we think and try and get them in something that looks as good as possible. Longer faces, generally you want to go deeper, just so you're not exaggerating the sort of overall effect of the length of the face. If you've got somebody that's got a very round head, for example, you'd probably want to go slightly more square and try and avoid round shapes that would exaggerate the roundness of the face. So that there are key sort of things we look at. Colours, another thing that we sort of look at as well. You want something that suits their skin tone, or if some people like to wear certain colours, we want to try and coordinate with that if we can.
Now talk to me about lenses, because obviously the frame shape will affect the lens.
Yeah, so the frame shape is quite key often with certain prescriptions. If you have quite a strong prescription, if you're, say, very short-sighted, you're sort of -6+, you need to try and pick something that's not going to be too big or overly big. Obviously, if you've got a large head, you're going to need something big. But you want to try and get the frame as small as possible. Certain shapes are good for certain prescriptions as well. If you're sort of long sighted and you're a high plus, rounder shapes often are quite good to minimise thickness. So we look at both fronts. We're looking at how it suits the person, but also how it suits the prescription as well.
So when it comes to tints, I know you mentioned prescriptions. Do some people come in with a prescription that says, right, I need a tint to my glasses because I need to sort of take the edge off, maybe I'm looking at a screen or I'm looking at paper, I need a different colour to my lenses?
Yes, I mean, there's various things. There's obviously tints for certain eye conditions. You can get coatings on the lenses to help with glare from screens and things like that. Sunglasses, you need a fairly dark tint so that you can be more comfortable in the sunshine. So yeah, there are a lot of things we look at with tints as well.
Now you mentioned sunglasses, something a lot of people, maybe they come in and say, right, I've seen this kind of sunglasses maybe on the beach, on holiday, they look really cool, I want to get them. But you do help people find the right ones to fit their face and to suit their prescription as well, don't you?
Yeah, we want people looking their best, so they might come to us with an idea of something they want, but that might not suit them as well. They might see something on the telly or, as you say, on holiday, but it might not be right for them. So we will always try and guide people into something that looks good on them. They're advertising us after all, so we want them looking the best.
Now, when it comes to sunglasses, is it important to get something that, although, as you say, it looks are important, it needs to look good because otherwise people won't want to wear them, but does it need to have sort of ultraviolet protection as well to guard you from the sun when you're on holiday?
Yeah, so obviously the lenses need to be, as you say, protected from the ultraviolet light. All our lenses will be, so we don't need to worry too much about that because all the sunglass lenses are as standard. The things that are key are how they fit. If you have big gaps above the eyes so that the sunlight and the UV can get in, it actually can be worse than not wearing the spectacles at all. Obviously, your eyes will think you've got a nice dark lens in front of you, but if the UV is getting through, your pupils are dilated, you're letting more UV through than you would normally. So it's quite key to get something that fits well and tries to block as much UV as possible, not just from the lens point of view, but also the frame as well.
Looking back to the fashion side of it, what are the most in fashion sunglasses right now, would you say? Because you can get so many different kinds and so many different brands. Is there one that's sort of flying off the shelves at the moment? Everyone's going for a certain one?
Ray-Ban have always been popular. They're obviously a big name. I've always been a big fan of the LaFont frames that we do, which are not as well known. They do some fantastic frames, particularly for the ladies. Tom Ford and Ray-Ban, very good for us fellas. But I would probably say LaFont are my favourite of the sunglass range.
So if someone wants to get some new sunglasses or some new normal glasses, they're looking for the right style to suit their face, is that the process that they can go through here at Christopher Nixon?
Yes, yep. Just come down, see one of either myself or one of my colleagues, and we'll give them a hand.
Christopher Nixon Optometrists on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.